You're holding daf yud dalar over days by the bottom by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says nitmas achas mit hachalis. Let's say by the shtei halechem on Shavuos that you have two chalis. Let's say one of them becomes tamei, or else oy echod mit hasdorim on any Shabbos. When you have the lechem upon him on Shabbos, the two zdorim, two rows of six and six lechems. So let's say one row, six of them became tamei. So what do we do now? So Rabbi Yudah says, Shneihem yotzel beis hasreifa. You have to burn all the lechem by Shavuos, both of them you have to burn. And on Shabbos you have to burn all twelve lechems, even though only half of them became tamei. But Rabbi Yudah's svar is, Shein korbin tziba cholak. So you can't divide up a korbin tziba. The shtei lechem or the lechem upon him is considered a minchas tzibur, and if you can't cholak, you can't divide it up. Since half is puzzle, those things become puzzle. Therefore, you have to burn all the lechem. However, the chum say no, ha'atam may be tumasai, but the ha'atoya yoichal, the half that's tumay, true that you have to burn, but the other half that's tor, that's the remains tor, and therefore the din is yoichal, you'll out eat it. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Lozer says, machloikis lefneiz rikom, the machloikis between Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachomim, is if the lechem became tomei before you made this rikas adam by the shnei kvos and by the lechem up by the shtei lechem of Shavuos. Avuliyachas riko. But let's say the lechem, one of the lechems of the shtei lechem on Shavuos first became tomei after you already made this rikas adam of the shnei kvosim. So already this rika was matta the lechem biachilo. Then divrei hakol atomei betumasa viator yechol. Then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that since it was already chal ahead to teat both to the shtei lechem, and then after the zrika one of them became tamei, subshit only that one is tamei, and the other one is yoichal. But ulefnei zrika, b'may pligi, let's see now, so what's the machlokes? Why did they argue lefnei zrika? If one lechem became tamei before you made the zrika sadam, like what's pshat chachamim then? Why does the zrika help? Some Rapova Papa says, "Betzitz meratzer al achilas kumiflagi." Here the shaila is: does the tzitz meratzer, the fact that Kohen Gadol has a tzitz, the shaila he has to be wearing it now, or even not wearing it? The kohen of the beggar of the tzitz we know is meratzer on tuma. So that's say you have dam that became tummy. So but the yevud, if you make his rika, we know, but the yevud is rika is kosher. This rika is mat the korban, since we know the tzitz is meratzer on tuma. But maybe that's only on dam that's oil on the mizbeach. Here the shailer is the zrikas hadam mater the lechem that became tomei. The lechem is achilas. So the shailer is something they're supposed to eat. And here one of the lechems became tomei before the zrikas hadam. So shailer is now is the zrikas hadam of the keves like mater because of the tzitz, the achil of that lechem. See, even though avada lemais you can't eat that lechem because it has a hichos tumor on it. The zurika would have been matter with pachila, and therefore you're allowed to eat the other lechem. That's the svara in the chachamim. So what the Gemara says now, top of the tesvav amid aleph, that rabbanon sav the rabbanon shita is hatzitz meratz alachilas. Yes, the tzitz helps. The tzitz helps just like it helps for a tumah of dam that's oila gaviyam esbeach. Who would think it helps for achilas for this lechem that's supposed to be eaten? And again, like we said, not that you're allowed to eat it. But our koponim is called the zrika, that at least now the isurim of kachim go off it. It only has nisa tumma, and therefore the other lechem is mutav achila. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda does know, ain hat tzitz marat al achilas. That lemaisa the tzitz does not help with this lechem upon him, since the chalas have a din achila on it, so that the tzitz can't help you. So now that one chala was tamei before the zrika does not help on that lechem. Therefore, he holds the klal of ein korban tzibur chaluk. Therefore, since the tzitz is not maratza on that zrika, therefore for the achila, therefore you can't eat either one of the lechems. So this Gemara says back, Omalei Rav Huna, bread the Rav Nosson, the Rav Popom. So Rav Huna, bread of Nosson, says back to Rav Popom, Vo oilin tiatzitz maratza al oilin, opligi. You see here there's a machlekes even on things that are oil agabi hamizbeach. And everybody holds the tzitz is maratza. And still it's a machlekes over here. Where the Tanya read like this. Nitmo echod min habzichim. Let's say by the lechem upon him by Shabbos, the two bezichim, the two cups of levoina on top of the shulchan, you're supposed to burn them. And that's what's mato, the lechem aponim b'achilo. So what's going to be if they became tomei? One of them became tomei. Nitma echve min abzichim. So again, Reb Yudu Oimer, shneiem yasu b'tuma. So shnei b'zichim now, so you let it bring both of them, even though that's tomei. In other words, Rashi says it means you let it have one touch the other. Even though only one is tomei, but lemaisa, you let it have the other one also become tomei. And still you could burn it, because since it's a korban tziva here, by korban tziva we say that a korban tziva is doicha tuma. Now the chomer and the chomer say no, ha tomei bitumosai, vi ha toye bitarosai. The chomer say no, the one bezia that's tomei enichnami, that one still you allowed to burn even though it's tomei because it's a korban tziva. But the other one that's Torah, well, you have to be noy bitairo, and you're not allowed to be metamarit. But here, what's the sworn of Yehuda? Yehuda says, no, you're allowed to be metamarit. Mashma, why? Because the old en korban tziva chaluk. Even though here, it's an oila. Even though here, for sure, the bezichin that's supposed to be burnt on the mezbeach, there's a svar that it sits his moratzit. And so Reb Yehuda says that you're allowed to let both of them become tamei. So here you see, it's a new svar in Reb Yehuda. It has nothing to do with the tzitz being moratzah. It's a new svar of ein korban tzibah chaluk. The yoid, another question is, that Omer of Asher Rashi says, that Toshima coming here. Reb Yehuda says, the geit hilchos korban pesach, that if on Yud Dalid v'nisin, afilu shevet echa tamei, even if only one whole shevet became tamei of Klal Yisrael, see all the lochra that a shevet echad is called a kahal. So Mela, that shevet for sure has the right to bring the korban pesach, even though the tamei. And therefore, Reb Yehuda holds, for chol hashvatim, toirim yaso betuma, all the other shvatim also, if anybody is tamei, still is allowed to bring a korban pesach. Why? Lefi shein karbonis tziba cholok, because you can't divide up a korban tziba. Since lemaisa there's one shevet, there's one tziba, that all of them are tamei, so they have a heta to bring a korban pesach betuma. So therefore the din of that year is every single Yisrael, whoever is tamei, still even though he's only a yochid in his shevet, he has the right to bring a korban pesach betuma. About if you tor, remain tor. Just if you tamei though, usually you have to be nitcha to pesach sheni. Here, according to Reb Yehuda, you're allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon. And the Chum of Adah argue over there. The question is, walk over here, Maya Tzitz Maratza. Like, what does it have to do over here, that Tzitz be Maratza? Here it's a new halacha by Korban Pesach, that one Shevet is allowed to bring the Korban. What's the matter, the rest of the Shvatim, Yechidim, to bring a Korban? Another question, upon Reb Leza. V'yoid, another question is, Amar Ravina says, that Toshma come here, Nitmas achas min hachalos by the shtei halechem on shruis. If one of them becomes tamei, or yachas min hasdorim, or else if one of the storim by every Shabbos by the lechem upon him, if one of the rows become tamei, so it says Reb Yehuda says shnehem yotz lebeis hasreifom. Yehuda holds you have to burn all the lechems, and it says the reason is lefi shein korban tziba cholok, because you can't divide up a korban tziba in half to say half is kosher and half is pasul. You can't give two dinim to a korban tziba. So the chacham say, ha tomei b'tumosai v'atoru yoichal, no, the lechem that's tomei you have to burn, but the other lechem that's tomei you're allowed to eat. Now the question is, v'yim isa, if you want to tell me the way you, Reb Leza, learn, that the way Reb Papa says, mitzvah Reb Papa, that says the machloikis is if the tzitz is maratz al achilas or not, if that's the machloikis, if so, v'yim isa, lefi shein at tzitz maratz al achilas mi boilei. That's what Reb Yehuda should have said. He should have said his svar is, because the tzitz is not maratzah on achilas. So it's mashma clearly for the Mishnah, not like Reb Papa. Therefore Gemara says rather, Elo Amar Reb Yochanan, that Limud Aruchu Bepivsh Reb Yehuda. There was a clear learning that we received from Reb Yehuda himself, from the mouth of Reb Yehuda, and he says his svar is, Shein Korban Tziba Choluk. That's the svar of Reb Yehuda. That we have a korban tziba, the lechem aponim, the lechem. If one of them becomes tamei, that's it. The din of the whole mincha is that it's tamei. Who would then by korban pesach also? Once there's halacha that one shevet has the right to bring the korban tziba of a korban pesach, they have a right to bring it to tuma. Who would then it's chalahet upon the whole klal Yisrael? A korban tziba also has a korban pesach also has halacha like a korban tziba. That's his svar of ein korban tziba cholik. Why? Mashma, that's a Kabbalah. Like Rashi says in the Mishnah, that's a Kabbalah, Sheshonim, Rabbeisov, Shein Korban Tzibah Cholik. It doesn't say a Svara. That's the Kabbalah of Yudas from his Rebbe. That by Korban Tzibah, it's not Cholik. Now the Mishnah says, HaToido Nefageles Es HaLechem. That the Shas Teshchita of the Korban Toido, if you have a mind to eat the Lechem tomorrow, so it could be Mefagel the Lechem. Or else, even if you have in mind to eat from the Basar of the Korban Toido tomorrow. Also, since it's Chal Pigel upon the Korban Toido, it's also Chal Pigel upon the Lechem that comes with the Korban Toido. But for HaLechem, Eina Mefagel Es HaToido. Let's say you only have in mind to eat the lechem tomorrow, then only the lechem becomes pigul, but not the boss and not the korban itself. Ketzad, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Shachar es atoida, b'shafta made the shchit or one of the dalet avoidus of the korban toido, he had in mind lechom mimeno lemochor, teat from the boss or from the korban itself tomorrow, then the lochor is he via lechem mefugolim. Both the korban itself is chal nes a pigul, and upon the lechem also. But what about if you only had a mind b'shas dalat avoidus lechem and alechem lemochor? You only had a mind to eat from the lechem tomorrow. Then the locher is alechem mefugul v'yatoyd and mefugelis. It's only the lechem that becomes pigul and not the korban itself. The korban does not become pigul. Then the same type of a locher is hakvosim mefaglim es alechem. Let's say b'shas you bring the shtei kvosim on Shavuos. So if you have a mind b'shas teshchit teat from the korban itself tomorrow, so it's chaladin pigl upon the korban, who adin is also chal pigl upon the lechem. But the halechem ainam afakle sakvosim. But if you only have a mind teat the lechem tomorrow, that does not make the kvosim pigl. And the Mishnah explains, ketzad, what's the case? That hashechet es hakvosim lechem mihem lamochor. If b'shas teshchit is all the dalat avoidus in the kvosim, you have in mind teat from the basar of the korban itself tomorrow, you have machshavas pigl in the basar, is heim v'alechem v'fogolim. Both the korban and the shtei alechem that comes with it is also pigl. But the opposite way, if you only have in mind b'shas teshchita or the dalat avoidus, lechol es alechem l'mochor, you only have in mind teat from the shtei alechem tomorrow, but you did not think about eating from the korban itself tomorrow, then the alechem is alechem v'fogol, true, it's chaladin pigl upon the lechem, because the shchita is the matir to be able to eat the dalat avoidus of the korban of the kvosim, are the matirim to be able to eat the shtei lechem. So therefore, b'shas the matirim, you could have a machshava to eat from the shtei lechem tomorrow. It's like a chal pigul in the lechem, but the kvosim ain't mefugalim. The kvosim, the animals themselves, the meat of the korban, does not become like botul to the lechem. And we'll soon see in the Gemara why that the lechem becomes botul to the basar, but the basar, the korban, does not become botul to the tofel, to the lechem. Now the Gemara explains, my time, what's the reason? Rashi says that atoidim mefagelis es alechem, but v'yein halechem mefagelis es atoidim, what's the reason? Ilaim, if you want to tell me, mishum de Rav Kana, kos Rav Kana svaro, that the Yomer Rav Kana, Rav Kana says, minayin alach meitoidim. How do we know that the lechem that's brought with the toidim? Shenikru toidim, that the lechem itself is also called the korban toidim. Shenemakos, the Pasuk says, v'hikriv al zevach hatoidim, chalois. So mashma the chalas are called toida. That's why if you mafago the korban toida itself, the chalas are also included, also become pigul. For the Mori Hochi, if so, ifchanami, it should be the opposite way around also. So if you have a machshava to make pigul just in the lechem, so then since that's called the toida, it should also be called chal pigul in the korban itself. So Mori says, holakash, that's not a question. I'll tell you that lechem ikri toida. True, the lechem is called the toida, but toida leikri lechem. The korban itself is not called lechem. Therefore, when you mafagel, you have in mind to eat the lechem tomorrow. So it's only chal pigul upon the lechem, not upon the toida. The toida is not called lechem. So l'chura, this could be pshat by toida. The Gemara asks, Eloha diktoni, that the Mishnah says that hakvosim mafaglen es alechem, but v'alechem ein mafagel es hakvosim. By Shavuos Parashnei Kvosim, if you have a mind pigul on the Basar, it's chal pigul upon the Shtei Lechem. But if you only have a mind pigul on the Shtei Lechem, it's only chal on the Lechem and not on the Basar. So the question is, Lechem Hechi Ashkechon Tikri Kvosim. Why is it true? Why if you have Machshevis pigul on the Kvosim, is it also chal pigul upon the Lechem? The Lechem is not called Kvosim. So that can't be pshat in the Mishnah. It can't be. That's not the reason, because of Rav Kana. So Mor says rather, Elo Hainu Taima. This is the reason of the Mishnah. The Pshat is that Lechem Glal Toidom, that the Lechem is coming like a Tofel to the Korban Toidom. So therefore, whatever happens to the Korban Toidom also applies to the Lechem. But the opposite way, no, V'yein Toidom Glal the Lechem. The Toidom is not like a Tofel to the Lechem. To say that since the Lechem becomes Pigul, the Toidom also, no, the Ikka does not become because of the Tofel. And the same thing by the Shnei Kvosim. Lechem glal de kvosim. We bring the shtel lechem because of the shnei kvosim, they're the ikka. So therefore, if it's chal pigl upon the ikka, upon the kvosim, it's also chal pigl upon the lechem. But v'yein kvosim glal de lechem. But the kvosim is not like a tofel to the lechem. The lechem is not the ikka. So therefore, when it's chal pigl upon the lechem, that's it. It does not go back onto the kvosim. And the Gemara says, now it's frichi, like the Mishnah has to tell us the Schiddush in both cases. Because the Ashmin and Toid, if the Mishnah would have just told the Chiddush by Toid, I would have thought to say, Hosem hu, techi mefagel belechem, le mefagel Toid. That by the Korban Toid, when you only have a mind to eat the lechem tomorrow, I understand why the Psul Pigle is not chal upon the Toid, Meshem bloy huskok, zel zeb betenufa. Because the Chilu, you don't have to pick up both together. When you pick up the Korban Toid, you do not have to pick up the Lechem with it also. So therefore, when you make the Pigul on the Lechem, it does not go back onto the Basar. Avul Kvosim. But by the Shnei Kvosim on Shavuos, Tos Kuku Zeh L'Zeh B'Tenufa, that you have to pick them up both together, the Basar and the Shtel Lechem together. So I would have thought to say it's like one big Korban. And therefore, let's say, Ki Mefago B'Lechem Lifle Gonami Kvosim, that when you make pigle upon the shtei lechem, maybe the psul pigle comes back to the kvosim also. Is tricha, that's the chiddush, even by the kvosim, even though the mitzvah is tenufa to pick them up, is picked up together both the kvosim and the shtei lechem, but our koponim, the ikar is the kvosim and not the lechem. Therefore, when the pigle is chal upon the tofel, it only stays on the lechem and does not go back to the kvosim. Now the Gemara says, Boy, minei Reb Lezer mirav. Reb Lezer asked the shaila from Rav, "What's going to be ha-shoichet es ha-toido lechol kizayis mimenu umilach moilamochor is mal lefkulei is a chal pigul or not?" So what happened here? B'shas the shchita of the korban toido, you had a mind to the kizayis from both, meaning a chatzi kizayis of the boser of the korban tobin of the korban atoido, and a chatzik zayis of the lechem. So shal is a chal pigul or not? So mal lef gulei. So Gemara says like this: Toida lo mi boyeli, that the korban on that pigul of the basar. You also had a mind to the chatzik, but that the machshav on the lechem does not help to come back onto the korban. So pshita the korban is not pigul. But this hashda kulei milachma, like maduch in the case we had a mind to eat the whole lechem tomorrow. Still lo mafaglo mimenu lo mafaglo, that the toida does not become tigul like it says in the Mishnah. If you only have a mind b'shar shchitas atoida teat from the lechem tomorrow, so the lechem becomes tigul, not the korban. Even when you had in mind teat all the lechem tomorrow, if so mimenu milachma miboi, if you did not even have a mind teat the kizayis worth of the lechem tomorrow, it was only a chatzi kizayis. The other chatzi kizayis was mimeno from the korban atomid, for korban atoidom. So pshita miboi, like pshita, it's not chal pigul. So pshita in the korban atoidom itself is not chal pigul, because of manashoch. For its own machshov, it was only a chatzi kizayis. And the machshov of chatzi kizayis of the lechem does not help to come back onto the korban atoidom. But kika miboile, where is my shiloh? Leivgulei lechem. The question is, though, does the lechem become pigul or not? In other words, even though on the lechem you only thought tidechatzi kezayis, but since you also thought tidechatzi kezayis of the basar, maybe that machshav is mitztarif to make at least a lechem pigul. As me mitztarif for toido levguli lelechem oiloi, is this machshav of the chatzi kezayis of the toido enough to make the lechem pigul or not? That was a shaila. Omalais, he answered back to him and said, "Af bezu, even in this case, ha lechem mefugo v'yatoyde enem mefugelis." Yes, that lemaisa the machshava to eat the chatzik zayis from the bosa tomorrow, and the chatzik zayis of the lechem, both machshavos on mitzaref hakoponim for the lechem, that hakoponim on the lechem, it's chalap sul pigel, because both machshavos help for the lechem for the lechem shita, and even the machshav in the toida also helps, because when you make real pigel upon the toida, it's chalap pigel upon the lechem also, so the machshav helps for the lechem. So the question though, V'yamai, why? Lema, why don't I say over here Kal V'chayma? Why don't I say Kal V'chayma that should not be Chal? It should not be Chal the Psul Pigol on the Lechem. Oma Toida, Hamafagel. Usually when you have Pigol in the Korban HaToida, that makes Pigol in the Lechem. But over here, Ein Mispagel, that in the Bosser itself, in the Korban Toida itself, is not Chal Pigol over here. Because you only have a machshava to eat a chatzik zayis of the meat. If so, habol lefagel for loy pigel. Here, when you had a machshava to eat this chatzik zayis of the korban tomorrow, it does not make the korban pigel. If so, ain't a din isn't the svara to say shlo yispagel. That's for sure. This machshava should not help you mitzaref to make the lechem pigel. It's madduch that this machshava does not help for itself. This chatzik zayis to eat from the korban toid itself does not make the toid into pigol, so for sure this machshava should not help to make the lechem into pigol, so it should not be mitzaref. So Gemara says, "O mi armina kal v'chayma ki agavda." Do I say such a kal v'chayma? For a tani would learn like this: Ma'isa b'yechad happened a case with one person shezora karmoy shochaveiroi, that his friend had a kerem, his friend had a vineyard growing there, and this person that Reuven came and planted his own vegetables there, like shezora kama shachaveiroi smodar. In other words, in his friend's field, that vineyard was smodar, means it was like unripe, very young grapes, so just about budding. That was the maisa kachoyu, that Reuven went down and took his own seeds and planted his own seeds in Shimon's vineyard. So locha was ubo maisa nechachomim. They asked the shal in front of the chomim, what should we do here? The Osru es hazroyim, they said, listen, Reuven then planted his royim, his seeds, in Shimon's vineyard, so now became klaya kerem-like. So the seeds became osa bano. But v'tiru es hagafanim, but the gafanim, the grapes, they stay muta, because they belong to Shimon. Shimon didn't do anything wrong. Reuven is coming and planted his own seeds in Shimon's vineyard, so Reuven has the right to ask the dover shen eshaloi. He can't put an issa upon Shimon's gefanim. But Reuven's own zroyim, they do become osa. So the question is, why? Lema, let us say, kal v'chaymahu. Umaha oiser, ein aneser, madduch the grapes. And that's the one that's going to come and ask to these zroyim, because of klal kerem. So here the grapes itself does not become osa. Is abo lesav lo yoser in adin shlo yisaser. If so, how can it come and ask the zroyim? How comes Reuven's zroyim is osa? Like Lechur, you see, you don't say such a svara, that even though the kerem cannot answer itself, but it has a kerem to answer something else. Here also, even though this chatzik zayis that you think teed of the korban ha-toidah itself, it does not make the toidah pigul, because it's not a kezayis, but our koponim, it could help to be mitzaref to make our koponim the lechem pigul. So what's your question? Skmur says, no, hochi yashta. What does one have to do with the other? I'll tell you, hosom over there by klaya kerem izroyim, Ken Visvaluf Osru Torah. The main issue Torah puts not to make klaya kerem is not to plant or Ken Visvaluf. The avada, the pshat from this is that slafuki avada to haymin is roim also. Haymin it tfuah avada wheat barley is also nista klaya kerem, but excluding the five minay tfuah also Ken Visvaluf is also. But mashenkin other type of vegetables, there's no issa midiraisa. So shaz roy midrabanan hu diyasri, that if you plant other vegetables in the vineyard, it's only yasa midrabanan. Therefore the svara is like this: haydi avad isura kansu rabanan. Reuven then went and planted his vegetables in Shimon's vineyard, he did an issa, the rabanan made a kenas here, the rabanan said that your vegetables are also. But haydi lo yavad isura lo kansu rabanan. The kid says Shimon that did not do anything wrong. He only planted the grapes in his vineyard, but since he did not do anything wrong, and the so is of these Zeroyim in the vineyard is only with the Rabbanin, here it's a Svarim, that the Rabbanin did not make a Kenas on Shimon, only upon Reuven. Avulhocha, but over here, by this Machshavas Pigul, Lema Kalvachoyma, why don't I say Kalvachoyma? The Madach, this Machshavati, the Chatzik Zayas from the boss of tomorrow, does not make the boss itself Pigul, so for sure this Machshavas should not help to be Mitzarev to make the Lechem Pigul. Now the Gemara says, the Ikud Demasni Law, some ask like this question, Akvosim, by the Loch of the Kvosim, and like this, that boy minay Reb Lezer Merav, Reb Lezer has a shalom from Rav. What's going to be hashoychet es hakvosim? The one that's made the shechita on the kvosim. He had a mind then lechol kizayis mehenu melachmon maho liyav gulayim. What's the loch? Is the chal pigul or not? B'shash he made the shechita on the keves. He had a mind to the chatzik kizayis from the kvosim tomorrow, and the chatzik kizayis from the shtei lechem tomorrow. So maho liyav gulayim. So what's like this? Kvosim loikemi boile. The kvosim itself, pshit is not chal pigul upon the kvosim. Hashta kula melechem. Le mefaglei, matach when you have a machshavati, the kezayis of the lechem tomorrow. It's only chal pigul upon the lechem, not back upon the kvosim. If so, when you have a machshava mehen o melachmon, that you only have a machshava of a chatzik kezayis from the boso, and only a chatzik kezayis on the lechem, is mi boi. So pshita, that machshav on the chatzik zayis of the lechem will not help you to come back to make pigul upon the korban. So on the korban you only have a machshav of a chatzik zayis, that does not help. But kiko mi boyili, where is my shiloh liyav gule lechem? My shiloh is could it be chal pigul upon the lechem here? And the shiloh is mi mitzarfi kvosel liyav gule lechem aloi. Do I say even though you only had a machshav with the chatzik zayis of the lechem tomorrow? But since you also had a mind to the chatzik zayis of the boss of the korban tomorrow, so the bosser of the kvosim is mitzarev to the lechem. Just like when you make pigul upon the bosser, it's also chal pigul upon the lechem. So maybe here the machshav is mitzarev. That was a shailo eloi? Maybe not. Omla yinsed back, yes, af pizu, lechem mefugol, vach kvosim ein mefugolim. Yes, that the machshav could be mitzarev. And it's considered now like you have a machshava tiri kazayis of the boss of the lechem tomorrow, therefore the lechem it's chal pigul, but not upon the bossa. So on this we ask the question, via my why, the churuleima kalvachoim, what do I say kalvachoim? O ma hamafagal, eina mispagal, madach hamafagal itself, is eina mispagal, if you make pigul upon the lechem itself. Means if you have in mind the kezayis of the lechem itself, saying the mispagla does not make back the bosor, the korban to be pigul, if so habola fagl here, your machshav is only a chatzik kezayis, for loy pigul, that machshav itself did not help, is ain't a din shloy yispagl, so for sure the machshav here should not make pigul. So on this again, the Gemara asks, Umi Amrin and Kabachamik Yagavna, do I say such a strong like this? Vuatani, we learned a case like this. That the Meister once happened, the story B'Yechod, with Ruvain, Shezara Karmel, Shechaveri Smother, that his friend Shimon had a vineyard field of smother, of grapes just blossoming, and Ruvain went down and planted his vegetables there. And again, the locher is that the vegetables become also, but not the grapes. So, V'yamai, why? Lema, why not say Kabachaima? Omaha, O Yisr, Reina, Nefer, Maddoch, the grapes that make the Yisr. They themselves not become also. Here that the grapes, they themselves do not become osa, so how could they put an isra upon the vegetables? So Maragin answers back, no, what's the question? Hosma by the vegetables, ken visvaluf osu Torah. Only these two types of vegetables is osa midiraisa. Again, achutz from the heimine kitni, heimine tvua. But out of vegetables, only these two. Shaz royim, the other type of vegetables, midrabbanan hu diyathir, it's only yasa midrabbanan. And therefore the svar is, hai diyavari surah kansu rabbanan, this Reuben that did an isra by planting his vegetables in the vineyard, he did the isra terv, did the rabbanan put a knas upon him, that his vegetables are also asklarakarim. But the layavari surah shimin, the owner, that did not do anything wrong with his grapes, like kansu rabbanan, the rabbanan did not make a knas. Avul hocha, but over here, lehme kavachayma, let us now have a kavachayim here, that have solved this machshava of eating a chatzik zayis of the lechem by itself, does not make of eating a chatzik zayis of eating the, from the korban, does not make pigul, even though usually the machshava on the korban makes pigul on the lechem. Here, where the machshavas on the basar itself did not make pigul on itself, how could it help to be mitzarif to make pigul on the lechem? So that's the question. Samar says, man di master lo akvosim, the one that asks this question upon the kvosim, upon this part of the Mishnah, so kvosim udi yusku kuzelezeh letznufa. He only asked the question by kvosim and shtei lechem, because they both have to be picked up together. Avul toidu bapai korban toidu, loy husku kuzelezeh letznufa, loy, since you do not have to pick them up together, the korban toidu and the lachmo, therefore it's called separate of things. The Rashi says, not so poshid lay, loy pigul lechem, not so simple by the Torah that there the machshava would not help to make a korponim the lechem a pigul. Now Rabba Bezuti boyi lohoch, he has to share like this, that the boy minei Reb Lezmer Rav, Reb Lezmer has to share from Rav, what's going to be ha-shoichet es ha-keves, lechol kezayis mechaveru lamochor, if you shecht one keves, and you have in mind the kezayis from the other one tomorrow, ma, what's the lochol? So the question is, all right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.